This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We also have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today I have a dramatic story for you about cheating, trickery, and deception, which are all forms of lying. Since the Bible declares that God is truth and cannot lie, like people often do, one of the evidences of being a born-again Christian who has been transformed by the Holy Spirit is that they are conscious of intentionally telling the truth. Truly saved people deal honestly in business and in trades of goods and services. In Proverbs 16:11, we read this: "Honest scales and balances are from the Lord. All the weights in the bag are His handiwork." My story today is from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. If you have a Bible handy, turn to chapter 27. Two parents, Isaac and Rebekah, have two sons named Jacob and Esau. The parents also have a problem with favoritism, with Isaac favoring his son Esau, and Rebekah, who favors her son Jacob. The problem of deception enters the story when Jacob plans a scheme to cheat his older brother Esau out of his birthright. A birthright was a special blessing that a father passed on to his son just before the father died, usually passed on to the firstborn son, and a birthright was considered to be very valuable. Again, if you have a Bible, you can follow along in Genesis chapter 27 or just listen to the story. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he was almost blind, he called his older son Esau and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," Esau replied. Isaac said, "Since I am old, I could die at any time. Therefore, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out into the open fields and hunt down some wild game for me. Then prepare for me some tasty food, the kind I love, and bring it to me. Then I will eat it so that I may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah had been listening while Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau went out into the open fields to hunt down some wild game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father tell your brother Esau, 'Bring me some wild game and prepare for me some tasty food. Then I will eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now then, my son, do exactly what I tell you. Go to the flock and get me two of the best young goats. I will prepare them in a tasty way for your father, just the way he loves them. Then you will take it to your father. Thus he will eat it and bless you before he dies." "But Esau, my brother, is a hairy man," Jacob protested to his mother Rebekah, "and I have smooth skin. My father may touch me. Then he will think I'm mocking him, and I will bring a curse on myself instead of a blessing." So his mother told him, "Any curse against you will fall on me, my son. Just obey me. Go and get them for me." So Jacob went and got the goats and brought them to his mother. She prepared some tasty food, just the way his father loved it. Then Rebekah took her oldest son's, Esau's, best clothes, which she had with her in the house, and put them on her younger son, Jacob. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and the smooth part on his neck. Then she handed the tasty food and the bread she had made to her son, Jacob. He went to his father and said, "My father." Isaac replied, "Here I am. Which are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat some of my wild game, so that you can bless me." But Isaac asked his son, "How in the world did you find it so quickly, my son?" "Because the Lord your God brought it to me," he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come closer so I can touch you, my son, and know for certain if you are really my son Esau." So Jacob went over to his father Isaac, who felt him, and said, "The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's." He did not recognize him because his hands were hairy, like his brother Esau's hands. So Isaac blessed Jacob. Then he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" "I am," Jacob replied. Isaac said, "Bring me some of the wild game for me to eat, my son, then I will bless you." So Jacob brought it to him, and he ate it. He also brought him wine, and Isaac drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here and kiss me, my son." So Jacob went over and kissed him. When Isaac caught the scent of his clothing, he blessed him, saying, "Yes, my son smells like the scent of an open field which the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew of the sky and the richness of the earth and plenty of grain and new wine. May people serve you and nations bow down to you. You will be lord over your brothers, and the sons of your mother will bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed." Isaac had just finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely left the presence of his father, when his brother Esau returned from the hunt. He also prepared some tasty food and brought it to his father. Esau said to him, "My father, get up and eat some of your son's wild game, then you can bless me." His father Isaac asked, "Who are you?" "I am your firstborn son," he replied, "Esau." Isaac began to shake violently and asked, "Then who else hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it just before you arrived, and I blessed him. He will indeed be blessed." When Esau heard his father's words, he wailed loudly and bitterly. He said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But Isaac replied, "Your brother came in here deceitfully and took away your blessing." Esau exclaimed, "Jacob is the right name for him. He has tripped me up 2 times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." Then he asked, "Have you not kept back a blessing for me?" Isaac replied to Esau, "Look, I have made him lord over you. I have made all his relatives his servants and provided him with grain and new wine. What is left that I can do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Do you have only that one blessing, my father? Bless me too." Then Esau wept loudly. So his father Isaac said to him, "Indeed, your home will be away from the richness of the earth and away from the dew of the sky above. You will live by your sword, but you will serve your brother. When you grow restless, you will tear off his yoke from your neck." So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing his father had given to his brother. Esau said privately, "The time of mourning for my father is near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." Well, friends, that is our story today on Vision for Christ. As you can see, deception creates a lot of problems for everyone involved. Lots of hurt and pain for the deceived, and the deceiver has no peace of mind nor peace with God. People who create financial schemes to defraud people are violating the 8th commandment and the 10th commandment in Exodus chapter 20 against stealing and coveting. As Christians, we are to be content with what God has given us. We are to work honestly to receive an honest wage for honorable labor. Never to lie, deceive, or cheat anyone. God will never bless or prosper people in the long run who get money or property dishonestly. But what is most important for everyone is to surrender the control of your life to Jesus Christ, confessing your sins to Jesus, repenting of your sins, turning from them, turning around and walking towards Jesus instead of away from Him. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ. P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558. United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have internet links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook and see those links at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. "Do not be deceived. God will not be made a fool, for a person will reap what he sows. because the person who sows to his own flesh will reap corruption from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit.